Welcome, curious minds, to the deep dive. Imagine a new frontier in technology, where computing isn't just reacting to your commands,
right,
but actively collaborating, creating, even while anticipating your needs. We're stepping into the era of generative computing.
It really is more than just a technological leap. It feels like a profound redefinition of how we interact with machines.
Definitely.
This is the rise of what folks are calling the Centaur workforce, this powerful fusion, you know, human creativity, domain expertise.
Merged with AI's precision and processing power.
Exactly. It truly reshapes how work gets done.
And that's precisely what we're going to unpack today. What it truly means to build an AI-first enterprise. Because let's be honest, this isn't about simply bolting on a few new tools, is it?
Not at all. It's much deeper. It's a fundamental reshaping of your whole organization,
yeah,
your architecture, your culture, everything.
So our deep dive today, drawing insights directly from James Davis's really compelling book, Leading the AI Platform Shift.
Great resource.
Aims to give you a clear roadmap, a shortcut maybe, to understanding this critical transformation. We'll explore why this shift is so urgent now, how you can actually achieve it, and the incredible possibilities that unfold when human and machine intelligence truly co-evolve.
And it's fascinating, isn't it? James Davis actually co-developed parts of the book with an AI assistant called NoVA.
Right. Perfectly illustrating the very concept we're talking about.
It really does. And the urgency. Well, it really can't be overstated.
You mentioned the foreword.
Yeah, the foreword highlights this critical 12-18-month window. It sounds dramatic, but it's described as a narrow yet incredibly profound period for establishing market leadership.
So decisive action now.
Basically defines your trajectory for the next 5, maybe even 10 years.
At 12-18-month window sounds incredibly tight. So for a company listening right now, what's the biggest pitfall? You know, the thing that could make them miss that window?
That's a great question.
Because the stakes are so high, right? We see data, 74% of companies struggle to scale AI value.
That's right. A huge number.
And 30% of generative AI projects abandoned, often due to poor planning or infrastructure.
Yeah, often after the proof of concept. The biggest pitfall is often just waiting or trying to scale AI without that foundational architectural shift, getting stuck in pilot purgatory.
Pilot purgatory. I like that.
To avoid it, you need a clear strategy, one that connects AI directly to business value from day one, not just experimentation.
Okay.
And that brings us nicely into part one, where we lay out the framework, the why and the how.
Let's do it.
So the current market reality, it clearly signals this dramatic acceleration in AI adoption. Enterprise adoption jumped, what, from 55% in 2023?
To 78% in 2024. A massive jump.
Huge. And what's really interesting is the mid-market. Companies with, say, 250, 500 employees, they're lagging a bit.
How much?
Showing only about 4-7% AI adoption compared to 7.2% for the larger enterprises.
Which actually creates an opportunity, doesn't it?
Exactly. A unique opportunity for them to potentially leapfrog their bigger competitors if they move now.
Now, here's a surprising insight for me. Looking at AI budgets, how they're actually allocated, a full 70% goes to people and processes.
70%, yeah.
Only 20% to tech infrastructure and just 10% to the algorithms themselves. What does that really tell us?
It tells us this isn't primarily a technology problem. It's an organizational one, an operational one.
Change management.
Change management, upskilling, rethinking workflows.
Yeah.
That's the heavy lift. The technology itself, you know, it's reaching a really good level of maturity now.
Like the LLMs.
Exactly. Large language models like the GPT-4 class, they're stable, they're powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Container orchestration platforms. Kubernetes, for instance.
Crucial for scaling.
They're proven at enterprise scale.
Yeah.
They ensure AI systems can grow, adapt efficiently. And importantly, zero trust security frameworks are now firmly established. We know how to secure this stuff.
And beyond the tech maturing, the timing seems to align financially, too.
It does, yeah.
Mm.
We're in this sort of financial optimization window. Many organizations are facing legacy infrastructure refresh cycles.
Like old servers needing replacement.
Right. Or things like Windows end-of-life deadlines. These offer natural cost avoidance incentives. You have to spend money anyway, so why not spend it on transforming?
Makes sense.
And organizationally, the capacity for change seemed to be there. Sentiment indicators show over 60% positive AI sentiment within companies. People are curious, even excited.
So all these factors converge.
So into this 12-18-month window, act now, and you potentially establish a decisive 2-year competitive lead.
Okay, these big picture trends are clear, but how does this look on the ground? in, you know, different sectors. The opportunities aren't just general, they hit specific industry pain points.
Absolutely.
Let's walk through some concrete numbers. Maybe start with mid-market retail, say 250, 500 employees.
Yeah.
Their pain points often include inventory management.
Oh.
Accuracy can be as low as 30, 50%. That's pretty bad.
It's a huge drain.
And a massive 85% lack real-time inventory visibility for omnichannel. Plus, 60% can't respond to customer queries within 24 hours.
Ouch.
Ouch. So the AI opportunity there is significant. For retail, just a 4% improvement in inventory accuracy. This is 4%.
Could yield a $1.6 million annual revenue increase. Think about freeing up that capital, reducing waste.
Wow.
And AI chatbots. They can handle maybe 80% of routine inquiries instantly. That dramatically improves customer satisfaction and frees up your staff for complex issues.
That's a powerful shift. Now, what about professional services firms? Maybe 500, 1500 employees? What's their big challenge?
For them, it's often a utilization crisis. Global benchmarks show only around 69% billable utilization.
Meaning nearly a third of their expensive time generates zero revenue.
Exactly. For a 100-person firm billing at, say, $200 an hour, a tiny 4% utilization improvement, that translates to $1.6 million in annual revenue.
It's from getting slightly more efficient.
Right. Plus, manual proposal processes can take 6 to 8 weeks. Information silos everywhere. It's tough.
And the AI opportunity.
Huge reductions in proposal time. Think 75% reduction. Getting proposals out in days, not weeks. That's a massive strategic advantage. Speed wins deals.
Okay, and finally, let's touch on healthcare. Organizations, maybe 1,500, 2,500 employees. The administrative burden seems immense.
It really is. Nurses spending, on average, 240 hours monthly in EHR systems, electronic health records.
That's time stolen from patient care.
Absolutely. And you see 83% of leaders identifying staffing constraints as the main barrier to patient flow. Plus, Forbes projects 6.5 million healthcare professionals will leave the field by 2026.
That's staggering. The AI opportunity here must be profound.
It is. A 50% reduction in documentation time that could give 120 hours monthly back to patient care per nurse.
Incredible.
And you could see maybe a 15-20% improvement in bed utilization. Better patient access, more efficient care. It tackles burnout and improves outcomes.
So regardless of the industry, these examples show clear potential. What are the core components then, the pillars that drive these successful AI-first transformations?
Connecting it all, there are really three core pillars. First, infrastructure as a competitive advantage. Modern AI-optimized infrastructure allows for really rapid deployment cycles. Think 2 weeks versus 6 months for legacy systems.
Big difference.
And vastly improved GPU utilization. We're talking jumping from maybe 30% to over 85%. This isn't just about speed. It's the fundamental backbone enabling innovation and efficiency at scale.
Got it. Pillar one, infrastructure. Pillar two brings us back to our Centaur model. Workforce amplification.
Yes, and this is crucial. It is absolutely not about replacing humans.
That's the common fear, isn't it?
It is, but it's about creating Centaur intelligence where human expertise and AI capabilities combine. The result, exponential productivity gains.
So what's the most common misconception people have about this Centaur model, and what's the subtle shift in human skills needed to make it work?
The biggest misconception is definitely that AI just automates jobs away. In reality, it frees humans from the mundane, the repetitive.
Allowing them to focus on higher value stuff.
Exactly. More strategic work, more empathetic tasks. The subtle skill shift is moving from pure execution to orchestration and critical judgment.
Orchestration. Interesting.
Think about it. Retail stylists become AI-enhanced experts. They use AI to sift through trends, customer data.
Allowing them to give deeply personalized advice.
Precisely. Professional consultants become AI-powered insight generators. They use AI to rapidly synthesize vast amounts of data.
Delivering more profound, actionable advice faster.
Right. And healthcare nurses become AI-assisted care coordinators. Reducing that admin burden means more focus on direct patient interaction, complex decision-making. It makes humans even better at what humans do best.
Okay, makes sense. And the third pillar?
The third killer is market differentiation. This is where AI-enabled services create entirely new revenue streams. They strengthen competitive positioning.
So it's not just doing old things better.
No, it's doing entirely new things. The most successful transformations we see are generating an additional $3 to $5 million in new revenue within 18, 24 months and establishing that two-year competitive advantage we talked about.
Okay, so infrastructure, workforce amplification, market differentiation. If you're convinced about the why and the what, how do you actually do it? The book introduces the AIM framework.
Yes, the AIM framework.
Yeah.
It's a systematic approach for the transformation journey.
A methodology.
Exactly. A three-phase approach. It's designed to balance immediate business value with that longer-term strategic transformation. Mm-hmm. It kicks off with Accelerate.
Months 1 to 6, roughly 40% of the AI investment.
That's the idea. Accelerate is all about immediate wins. Productivity gains, cost savings, aiming for a 6-month payback.
Like what kind of wins?
Think about a 95% time reduction in document processing. Or a 90% improvement in customer service response times for routine stuff. These are often universal opportunities, leading to maybe a 40% productivity improvement in admin tasks across the board. Quick, tangible benefits.
Okay, phase one, accelerate. Next is improve. This spans months 4-18, about 45% of the investment. This is where the Centaur workforce really takes shape.
Exactly. This phase enhances capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing benefits like 50% faster decision-making because AI helps you sift through data in real time.
Freeing people up.
Right. It often means a 40% increase in strategic work time as AI handles the more routine analytical tasks. Your team gets more time for high-level problem solving.
And finally, make new W. Months 12, 36, the remaining 15% of investment. This sounds like the big innovation phase.
It is. This is where companies don't just optimize, they truly innovate. They create entirely new business models, open up significant new revenue streams.
This offers the highest strategic value, right?
Right.
Through market differentiation.
Precisely. That potential for $3 to $5 million in new revenue within 18, 24 months,
mm-hmm.
That's very real here. Because you're fundamentally changing what you offer the market.
Now, one critical point the sources make is about user experience. Even the most sophisticated AI can fail if the UX isn't right. What are some common pitfalls there?
Oh, absolutely crucial. Common failures include a technology-first design that ignores how people actually work.
Building tech for tech's sake.
Exactly. Complex deployments that just frustrate users.
Mm-hmm.
Security friction that slows them down, that's a big one. And performance issues. If the AI tool is slower than doing it manually, forget it.
Adoption just won't happen.
Right. If it's not easy and beneficial to use, it won't stick.
This is where the book talks about a browser-native AI revolution. How does that breakthrough address these failures?
It's a real game changer for accessibility and security. You get universal access from any device with just a browser. No complex installs.
So deployment gets faster?
Hours, not weeks. Drastically speeds up rollout. Security is inherently enhanced with zero trust principles baked in continuous verification, no data lingering on endpoints.
Yeah.
Vital for sensitive data.
And cost.
Cost optimized.
Hmm.
You eliminate things like traditional OS licensing, endpoint management overhead.
Yeah.
It simplifies things massively.
And the core principle is still that Centaur interface model.
Absolutely. AI augments. It doesn't replace human judgment. It's all about transparent AI decision making, keeping humans in control, and fostering that mutual learning between human and AI.
How do you manage the complexity, though? AI can get complicated fast.
Through progressive disclosure, you present information at the right level for the task at hand. Essential insights for quick decisions first, then allow users to drill down into deep analytics if needed. Don't overwhelm them up front.
Okay, so if we connect this back, for the CTO listening, this implies a fundamental architecture transformation.
I see.
The current state for many is often, well, technical debt, right? The book mentions figures like $2.3 million in annual licensing and maintenance for 5,000 Windows endpoints.
Money that could directly fund new AI capability.
Exactly. And there's that AI readiness gap, 6-month pilot to production cycles, only 30% GPU utilization. It's just not efficient.
No, it holds companies back.
Yeah.
The target state vision is truly an AI-first architecture.
Which means?
It means a shift to device agnosticism, access AI tools from anywhere. It means Kubernetes native container orchestration, so AI systems scale dynamically. Dynamic resource allocation, use only what you need. And API-first integration for seamless connections.
And the foundation for this, the book highlights hyper-converged infrastructure, like Nutanix.
Yes, that's a common foundation in successful transformations. It simplifies IT management dramatically. And crucially, it makes optimizing for AI workloads much easier. With native support for powerful GPUs like NVIDIA's H100s or L40S, which provide the processing power AI needs.
Reliability, too.
Enterprise reliability. We're talking 99.9% availability. And all of this needs to be underpinned by a robust zero-trust security architecture. Absolutely critical for protecting sensitive AI workloads. Continuous verification, least privilege access, strict data sovereignty. Non-negotiable.
Okay, we've laid out the vision, the framework, the architecture, But for many, the proof is in the pudding, right?
I believe.
Can you show us how this plays out in the real world? Let's move into part two, the proof. Real industry success stories. Let's start with Trendstyle Retail, 250 employees. What was their initial crisis?
Their crisis was almost textbook from our framework. 47% inventory accuracy.
Massive stock issues.
And 60% of customer inquiries taking over 24 hours to resolve. Frustrated customers, lost sales.
So their transformation involved implementing that browser-native AI infrastructure. How did that specifically help them?
Well, the browser-native part meant instant scalability. Universal access across our 12 locations without complex installs. Huge win. Then they deployed AI-powered demand forecasting.
Boosting accuracy.
From that dismal 47% up to 85%. That freed up $1.2 million in working capital tied up in excess stock.
Wow. And the customer service.
Intelligent chatbots started handling 80% of routine inquiries instantly. Faster service, happier customers, less burden on staff.
The results.
Dramatic. 28% revenue growth, a 45% improvement in operational efficiency, and a stunning 285% ROI. Trendstyle became a real leader in sustainable retail AI.
Okay, story number two, strategic consulting partners. A bigger firm, 1,000 employees, what was their core dilemma?
Theirs was that utilization crisis we discussed. Only 63% billable utilization. For a firm their size, that meant about $12.6 million in lost annual revenue. Huge number.
And slow proposals, too.
Yeah, 68 weeks for complex proposals. Slow down their ability to win new business.
So how did AI transform their operations?
They implemented a hypo-grade zero-trust infrastructure first. That enabled seamless global collaboration across their 8 offices and actually reduced their IT infrastructure cost by 50%.
Better security and collaboration, lower cost.
Nice. Then came the AI. AI-powered proposal generation cut development time from weeks down to just 3 to 5 days.
Game changer.
Absolutely. And AI-powered client relationship management gave consultants real-time insights, leading to a 90% improvement in client satisfaction scores.
The bottom line.
45% revenue growth. Billable utilization jumped from 63% to 78%, and an impressive 340% ROI. They became a leader in AI-powered advisory.
Okay, our third success story, a regional medical center, 2,000 employees. Remind us of their critical challenge.
Immense administrative burden. Nurses drowning in EHRs, 240 hours a month, and the emergency department had 4.2-hour average wait times. Bad for patients, bad for staff.
How did AI help them?
They implemented a HIPAA-compliant browser-native AI infrastructure. Security and access were key. This enabled ambient documentation systems.
Listening in and drafting notes automatically.
Sort of, yeah. It reduced documentation time by 75%. That returned an incredible 180 hours per nurse per month back to patient care.
That must have had a huge impact on burnout.
Massive. Plus, AI-powered patient flow optimization cut wait times by 45% and improved bed utilization by 15%.
And the overall results for the hospital?
18% revenue growth, operating margin jumped from 3.2% to 8.7%, a 295% ROI. Significantly reduced staff burnout, and demonstrably improved patient outcomes.
These stories are really compelling. They absolutely illustrate the why and what. Which brings us neatly to part three, the solution, your implementation roadmap.
Right.
Now, the book highlights one key architectural approach that underpinned these successes. Built on hyper-converged infrastructure and containerized access. A specific example mentioned is the Chasm plus Nutanix platform. How did this tech combo serve as the foundation here?
It really provided those critical capabilities we talked about. Chasm Workspaces brings the containerized desktop infrastructure, or CDI, that delivers universal AI access on any device. Crucially, it has enterprise-grade security, zero trust by design, essential for HIPAA compliance at the medical center, and AI-optimized performance with GPU acceleration.
The Nutanix.
The Nutanix platform provides the hyper-converged infrastructure foundation. Simplified management, deep AI workload optimization, including that native GPU support we mentioned, and enterprise reliability, that 99.9% availability, the unified, scalable base.
So what's the competitive advantage of this approach in practical terms? Speed, cost?
Both. You're looking at 2-week containerized deployments versus 6-month traditional cycles. That's a 12x improvement in speed to value. Huge.
12 times faster.
And it's also demonstrated significant cost savings. The book mentions $2.8 million over 3 years compared to traditional infrastructure, while still giving you enterprise-grade performance and security.
That's very compelling. Okay, so what does your transformation look like? The source provides a 90-day transformation blueprint. A validated step-by-step roadmap designed to minimize risk, maximize speed. It starts with the pre-implementation phase, day nation 30 to zero. What's vital here?
This phase is all about getting your ducks in a row. Executive alignment is key. building that strategic foundation. It includes getting budget approval maybe for an initial $2.5 million investment, like in the examples backed by those validated ROI projections we saw. Trendstyle's 285%, Strategic Consulting's 340%.
Securing the commitment and resources up front.
Exactly.
Then phase one, foundation deployment, days 130.
This is about rapid setup. Get the Nutanix infrastructure humming, targeting 99.9% availability, zero security incidents. Get the Chasm platform installed. Then deploy those initial AI services like document processing automation that can deliver measurable value within literally 3 days.
Quick wins.
Yes. And onboard pilot users, maybe 5,100 people. Get them productive within 4 hours. This phase is all about speed to that initial value. Show progress quickly.
Okay. Moving into phase two, capability expansion. Days 3160.
Now you roll out more advanced AI capabilities, department-specific enhancements. The targets here are aggressive but doable. 80% of departments migrated, AI services delivering measurable ROI. This is where that Centaur model really starts to spread its wings across the organization.
And finally, phase three, enterprise deployment, days 6190.
This completes the enterprise-wide rollout. You launch innovation platforms, set up ongoing optimization. The goal is 100% user migration, all planned AI capabilities operational.
And you measure success?
Constantly. Metrics like platform availability, user adoption rates, targeting that 40% overall productivity gain we discussed earlier, and aiming for $2 million plus in annualized revenue impact. These are measurable, impactful goals.
So if you're listening and ready to start your own AR-first transformation, what's the immediate action plan based on this blueprint?
You can literally start this week. Present the business case to your executive team. Conduct a technical readiness assessment. Be honest about where you are. Engage specialists for planning.
And next month.
Next month. Deploy the core platform, Nutanix and Chasm, or similar, onboard those pilot users. Get the ball rolling.
And next quarter.
Complete the enterprise-wide deployment. Launch those innovation platforms. And crucially, measure your business impact and ROI. Prove the value. These steps are proven. They work.
Okay. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's reiterate that core message.
Becoming an AI-first enterprise, it isn't just possible anymore. It feels absolutely essential for survival, for competitive advantage in the decade ahead.
And we've shown you, hopefully, that the strategic framework works. The technology is ready and mature. The business case is compelling, often with incredible ROI, and the implementation roadmap is clear.
And it's all been conclusively validated through these real-world success stories across very different industries.
So that crucial 12, 18-month window for establishing market leadership we talked about at the start.
It's closing. The time really is now.
Your transformation truly begins with your next decision. Will you act decisively, capture this unprecedented opportunity, and lead in the era of generative computing and Centaur intelligence, or risk obsolescence in an increasingly AI-driven economy? The choice, ultimately, is yours.